Dann ist vor der Beit mit der Kimon Nimma Bazar und now man mit der Tuma with Zachar as a Migdash. Somebody went to the Azar while he was still tar, and after he was in the Azar, he became Tameh, and it slipped his mind that he was Tameh, although he still remembered he was in the Beit HaMikdash, or Nalam Imenu Migdash with Zachar Latuma. After he became Tameh, it slipped his mind that he was in a Beit HaMikdash, even though he still remembered that he was Tameh, Nalam Imenu Zevazet, or it slipped his mind that he was in the Beit HaMikdash, and he also forgot that he was Tameh Beishtachabe, and he kneeled down facing the Kodesh Kedoshim while he was still in the Azar, even if afterwards he leaves the Azar, he would be Chayav a Korban Olah V'Yorech, Hoshav Ezdei Shtachaviv. Or if he doesn't kneel down, but he gets in the Azar, the amount of time it takes to bow down flat on the ground, which is the amount of time it takes to say this pasuk slowly, Vayichru Apayim Arsa Ala Ritzva, Vayishtachavu Lahudos LaHashem Kito Ki La'olam Chasto. If he waited the amount of time it takes to that pasuk, then he would be chayav a korban olah v'yorech. Balo ba'arucha chayav baksara pasur. Or if he doesn't wait around in the azar, he leaves immediately, but he takes the long way out of the azar, he would be chayav a korban olah v'yorech. But if after he becomes tummy, he immediately leaves the azar in the shortest way, in such a case he would be pasur from bringing a korban olah v'yorech. Zuhi mitzvah ha'feish ha'migdash she'ein chayavin aleha. This din is a mitzvah say, as far as the Beit HaMikdash is concerned, in which there is no chiyuv par helam davar, which is that if Bezdin makes a hora on something in which there is a chiyuv karis for, and Bezdin is matarit, and Rove applies, Rove goes ahead and does this avera alpi the hora of Bezdin, Bezdin would have to bring a par helam davar. But if Bezdin paskins that somebody who becomes tamei in the azar can go out the long way from the azar, even though this is a chiyuv karis, if it is done intentionally, if Bezdin makes the psak and most of Klal Yisrael follow the psak, there is no chiyuv for Bezdin to bring a par helam davar. The second source for Bez Mishnah Dalav, Eizah Yimitzah Zaseh Shabanidah Shechayav Malal. We saw at the end of the previous Mishnah that if Bezdin makes a hora that somebody who becomes tamei in the azar can go out the long way, even if most of Klal Yisrael follows the psak, Bezdin would not have to bring a par helam davar. Now this Mishnah tells us that there's a mitzvah I say regarding a nida, which is similar to the case of somebody who becomes tamei in the azar. And in this case, if Bezdin is matur this mitzvah, and most of Klal Yisrael follow the psak, Bezdin would have to bring a par helam davar. And which mitzvah regarding a nida are we referring to in which Bezdin would be chayav a par helam davar if they are matur this din? Hoya mishamesh in matorah. Somebody was having tashas amita with an isa that was torah. She was not a nida. And while they were having Tasha Shamita, the Isha informed her husband that she had become Tameh, she saw Dam, and she had become an Edom. Uperash Miyah. And the Baal separated himself from his wife immediately when he found out that she had become Tameh Chayev. The Baal would be Chayev Karis if he did so intentionally. Because separating himself from his wife is as pleasurable to him as an actual Bia. Therefore, he is not allowed to separate himself from his wife. Instead, he has to remain there without moving until he is in a state where he can separate himself from his wife without having pleasure. Only then would he be allowed to separate himself from his wife who had become Anita during the Tasha Shamita. And in this case, if Bezdin makes a hora that somebody was having Tasha Shamita and his wife had become Tummy during the Tashmish, that the Baal is allowed to separate himself from his wife immediately. In this case, if most of Klal Yisrael would follow the Pesach of Bezdin, Bezdin would have to bring a par helam davar.